Australians are renowned as a nation of meat eaters. We love a steak. We love some chops. We love bacon and eggs. How would you feel about giving up the lot, going to nothing in your diet sourced from animals at all? Now, that's veganism, a topic that's often associated with evangelistic fervour. My next guest has that, although he comes to it from a somewhat different perspective from many people who get there through a moral decision-making process. Darren Cotroupi is well known for many professional reasons in Canberra. But this, for me, is one of those stories when a person with one role in your eyes, in fact, has a whole other big thing going on in their life. Darren, good morning to you.
Good morning, Genevieve.
Now, the conversion process actually happened in your doctor's office, didn't it?
It did. I'll just start by saying, why have bacon when you can have facon?
Well, you can justify that to me in a minute. But so there you are. You're sitting in the doctor's office. Now, Darren, I think you won't mind me saying, for those of you who don't know you personally, you've been a large lad for time.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You had a bit of a girth.
Yes.
What did the doctor say to you?
Well, I actually went to the doctor. I found a new doctor and it had been a while and I went in with all this excitement. Oh, I'm going to do all this exercise. I've got a mate who's a trainer and blah, blah, blah. And after a while, I noticed him rolling his eyes and I thought, oh, okay, be quiet. He said, oh, look, that's all great, Darren, but what are you going to do for food? And I went, I don't know. I haven't thought about that. I don't know. I'm intelligent. I'll figure it out. And he said, oh, have a look at this, and just on a post-it note, scribble down what ultimately was a web address, and I just threw it in my jeans pocket and didn't think any more of it. Went home, and the next night I came home from work, and I was feeling a bit off, so I had the obligatory toast for dinner, and turned out the lights, and as I was turning out the lights in the kitchen, I just noticed that post-it note, and I went, oh, I'll go and look up what he was talking about. Sat up in bed on the iPad. Anyway, that was 8 o'clock. 3 o'clock the next morning, I finished reading the 400-and-odd page guide on there from an American GP called John McDougall. Got out of bed, went straight into the kitchen, threw everything out that had meat or dairy base in it, same with the cupboard, and went shopping the next morning and started from scratch there and then.
Why? What had convinced you to toss out all animal products overnight?
The way that John McDougall wrote in his plan about what meat and more scarily for me, dairy products actually do to your body and what they can create. I mean, we wonder why we have hospitals full of sick people. Well, there's a lot of scientific research there that gives some pretty good answers. And even if you're not a believer, but the way it was written, it just spoke to me.
So you're having this big conversion experience, and that's all very well. We've all had that experience of being really fired up with a big idea. But what was it actually like when you took the plunge?
Well, I actually had been vegetarian for a while, but I grew up on loaves of bread and sliced plastic cheese. In fact, if the bread or the cheese was missing from the kitchen, they'd come and look in the bedroom under my bed because that's where the wrapper would be. So it was really about the dairy for me. So to me, it was just, I'm just sort of a, you know, pretty much if I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it to the best of my ability. And I got a blood test that day. I went to the doctor. I went back 3 days later. And before I opened my mouth, he goes, righto, you're in trouble. You know, we need to do this, this, and this. And I'm like, oh, no way. And he wanted to do some reasonably drastic things. And I said, no, not a chance. And he said, well, I'm sorry, no choice. And I said, oh, but wait. And he goes, what? Did you actually even bother to read the thing? And I only met this doctor earlier in that week. And I said, not only did I read it, and I started quoting from it off the top of my head. And then I pulled out the folder of the whole thing printed out of my bag and the whole lot. And he's like, wow, okay, I'll give you 6 weeks. 6 weeks to turn things around, get another blood test. I did that, went back in 6 weeks, and everything just went completely the other way. Like triglycerides, the fat in the blood went from dangerously high to almost into the normal range, the high end of the normal range. Blood sugar level average went down by 3 points in the space of 6 weeks. And my cholesterol was something like 1.9 and he's like, you're a star.
So, but there's more to it than this. So you've got the health results, but you've got to make this endure long term. So at this point, you're a somewhat confronted person with a health emergency.
Yes.
Basically, it's the best way to describe you. But you're also confronting your own cooking skills.
Yeah, well, I didn't know how to cook.
Well, you didn't have any cooking skills.
No, I was good with toast, especially with cheese melted on it and any other number of ingredients. No, I hadn't, and I quickly... So those first few days when I went shopping, I was basically having steamed brown rice and steamed vegetables with a bit of tahini paste on the top.
That's no way for a man to live, Darren.
Well, no, but it was easy to just focus initially. And then, yeah, it sort of quickly occurred. I was invited out for dinner with some friends and I'm like, there's nothing I can have. If I'm going to do this, I'm going to have to like start cooking stuff. So I had ingredients that I brought and I basically pulled things out of the fridge and the freezer and the pantry and just started throwing things together and, geez, there were some disasters. The dark chocolate wontons.
What are you doing?
There was something healthy else in there. I can't remember what it was, but there were some real disasters. But through trial and error, I started to work out what tasted all right and what didn't and incorporating herbs and spices and things that, you know, I'd sort of, you know, saw my grandfather use back in the day, but that was about it. And, yeah, here I am today, you know, almost 3 years later, able to cook something that hopefully you're about to like.
Well, I am, and I'll ask you about that in a moment because the meal in here is literally amazing. And, you know, when we talk about conversion process, you're going from steamed brown rice with some tahini on it to things on your social media feed like caramelised onion pizza with a cabernet barbecue sauce and coconut yogurt. You also started growing a lot of your own food, though.
Yeah, absolutely. It's sort of through that progression, and I'd spend every weekend going to the markets and then midweek going to the supermarket and getting more ingredients so they were fresh. And I thought, well, why don't I actually start growing these? And, you know, I started looking more into the whole veganism thing and sustainability and all that sort of thing. And I thought, well, I've got all this space. Why don't I start? So I started with three big raised vegetable beds, which, you know, I'm not the most energetic person, or I never used to be. So you're shoveling, you know, a truckload of soil and all the rest of it was quite an effort. But surprisingly, things grew. And I didn't really have to do much apart from plant them and water them. So for spring last year, I thought, let's use the rest of the backyard. So now it's at a point of about 22 metres of vegetable garden. And I've already started on the front. And people say, oh, you must have the green thing. I plant it, I water it. And,
it's not
you
that
know,
hard
I,
growing I, veggies. No.
It's not. Hmm. You know, and there are things higher than me in the garden, and it's like I can't eat it all. I'm going to have to start, you know, giving some away, I think. And I'm serious about that, or being a bit more selective about what I plant. So
quite tricky to get your balance right and manage that sort of glut situation. Now, Angles has tongue-in-cheek and says, why do vegans spend 90% of their waking time trying to make lentils taste like hamburgers? I'm going to use that as a lead-in to what actually looks like the most delicious meal that's been sitting there tempting me for the last 10 or 15 minutes. Tell me what you brought in.
Okay, it's lentil-free, by the way. So for entree, we actually have a cold soup. It can be had cold or hot. I actually like it better cold. It's a carrot. It's a roasted or baked carrot with cumin and orange.
It's completely delicious. You've got that lovely sort of gentle warmth of the cumin, but I can also taste roasting the carrot, which has released the sugars.
Absolutely.
Which is just absolutely delicious. Absolutely delicious. Mike has texted in to say he's a lovely bloke. We love him dearly. He has been in the past a bad man to be caught in an elevator with.
Yes, thanks.
Trish says, always a contradicting story. My triglycerides and cholesterol were sky high. They came back dramatically on a high protein diet. Heaps of meat, but no cheese initially, though dairy was able to be consumed. Not my doctor's choice, but it's worked like magic for me. I mean, your mileage may vary, but it's been brilliant for you. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Absolutely. And look, I know, you know, you use the reference of evangelical. I'll tell anyone that wants to hear the story, but I don't, except a few people at work, I might stir up a little bit and, you know, might be some people that call me the vegan and that sort of stuff. But I take in a new vegan product every couple of days and go, oh, look, and they try it and they go, oh, that tastes normal. And it's like, yeah, so what's the problem?
And that is, that's the thing when Angles texted and said, oh, you know, you're all about making lentils taste like hamburger. This is actually a really much more diverse thing. Tell me what the main is here. That soup is amazing.
Okay, so the main is something I just created a few weeks ago after we spoke about me coming on air and I thought, what am I going to make that is not too far, you know, to the, you know, plate of lentils or too far the other way.
Mind you, Darren, I'm quite keen on the old plate of lentils. I'm enthusiastic about this anyhow.
we had a good positive chat about that, but I was just sitting on the couch and I thought, I'm just going to, yeah, put that, and I've got that in the garden, I've got that and that, and came up with what I've termed superfood lasagna. So it's got sweet potato mash, so buttery sweet potato mash, using a plant-based butter as opposed to the normal butter, which I heard you talking about with Dan a bit earlier this morning.
I'm keen on butter.
Then on top there's a whole lot of spinach from the garden with a bit of cheddar-style cheese, vegan cheese shreds in there. So once again, all plant-based. On top of that, there's smoked paprika cauliflower mash, which I baked the cauliflower in the oven for about half an hour with smoked paprika all over it and then put it in the blender. Then on top of that, there's actually kale with a New Orleans-style spicy rub, something I discovered in the US when I wasn't vegan many years ago, and I actually love the stuff. And to me, I hate kale. It tastes disgusting, but I eat a lot of it and grow a lot of it because it is actually the most nutritious food on the planet.
And it's good, and anything that's you're harvesting leaf by leaf is a fantastic thing to have in the vegetable garden because it's not all at once. Yeah. And yeah, and the dark greens are really important as well with the iron.
Yeah.
So there's a lovely, mild, gentle, spicy flavour about all of this. But I can't believe that it's all vegetable.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. And then the sweet potato again on the top, and then those slightly blackened bits on the top is actually black garlic salt.
Oh, it's so delicious.
It just really sets it off.
What's the little side salad I've got?
So, once again, one of the highest nutritional values in any food in the world is watercress.
Mm-hmm.
And that's from the garden as well. And there's some caramelized onions and just a little bit of, they call it veganaise, which is just a vegan plant-based mayonnaise. But it tastes better than a lot of mayonnaises I remember tasting.
Well, you did actually bring me in some sliced cheese, which was a bit of a challenge because I'd said in the promo, you know, you'll be proving to me that a ham and cheese sandwich doesn't have to have ham and cheese in it.
It doesn't.
I was very surprised by how good the cheese tasted. So where is that coming from, those kinds of replacements?
I think it's the consumer demand. I mean, if you look at today compared to when I started this in June 2014, there wasn't a great deal of variety out there, and I suppose in some ways I pity the poor vegans who have been doing it that way for 10, 15, 20 years. But in the last couple of years, the market has just been flooded by all these different products. I suppose for want of a better term, dairy-free cheeses, milks, and there's another whole debate about whether you call it milk or not. That's why they spell it M-Y-L-K. meats, pie. You name it, if you can get it, you can get a vegan or plant-based version of it.
Noel's wondering whether vegans require vitamin supplements.
Depends on who you are. It's actually not really well known, but most of your vitamins and minerals come out of your vegetables and your legumes, like your lentils and chickpeas and red kidney beans and that sort of thing. I don't take any supplements, and all the blood tests I have show I don't need to.
Darren, as you came in, I've known you for years and years and years in your professional capacity. I don't think I've ever seen you look better in your life.
Oh, thank
you. And look, you are still somewhat sizable, but you are absolutely fresh-faced, clear-skinned. You just look a different bloke to who you would have been 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, well, initially, following that McDougall plan, I lost about 15 kilos.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've pretty much maintained that give or take a kilo, and I've been doing a lot of research and planning to move into, I suppose, a more stricter regime of more plant-based stuff. So I still go and buy. We've got some great resources here in Canberra. There's a vegan supermarket, would you believe, in Braddon, the cruelty-free shop that has everything. So if you want a chocolate bar, you just go in there and you get it.
Speaking of chocolate, we've got dessert to come. I can't stop eating the slice, but I'm holding up, well, it's a donut.
It's a chickpea donut. Have you ever heard of a healthy donut?
Well, I'm eating something very sticky at the moment.
Yes.
and quite delicious.
You should have tried to put it together. it is. It's basically replacing the normal flour that you would use with a combination of, basically I used a tin of chickpeas and about half a cup of wholemeal flour, which just obviously is better than white, highly processed bleached flour. And then a whole lot of things like vanilla bean and a bit of apple cider vinegar to help, sort of cut down that real strong chickpea flavour. There's some brown sugar in there. That's probably the only really horrible thing. And then, of course, you got the fake chocolate and the fake choc honeycomb on top, which is probably not the best. But if you just have it without on, just a bit of cinnamon or something, I'm biased, but they're delicious.
It is delicious. Michelle's just texted to say, Darren is a complete creative cooking star in the vegan ACT community. No one should be scoffed at for wanting to improve their health and to stop exploiting and harming animals. Much love to Daz and his creations.
Oh, thank you.
Now, Darren, the reason why I know about this is that it's all over your social media. It looks extremely professional. So this has been something that has actually changed your whole life in many ways, hasn't it?
Absolutely. Well, I started taking photos of what I was making to share with friends on social media and that sort of thing. And as I say, when I do things, I like to do them properly. And with a background in the media, I started trying to do it better and went down the road of, trying to teach myself about better lighting and all that sort of thing, and brought a few cheap bits of equipment on eBay for hardly any money and just trial and error. And, I like to think day by day it sort of gets better.
As I suggested at the beginning, lots of people who are vegans get there because of initially having moral convictions. Now, you went a different route. You were there for health matters and the light came on and it's obviously really worked for you. Have you changed your own way of thinking about those moral aspects of veganism?
Absolutely. Well, I've always loved animals. I have two dogs myself. Not that qualifies me as a vegan, just that. But absolutely. I'm just not... I suppose there was a rally on the weekend here in Canberra. Over 100 people, fellow vegans, turned up on a weekend where most of Canberra went to the coast or Sydney or Melbourne or whatever. That's not necessarily me, but by doing what I'm doing, I suppose I'm sharing. Because the most common thing people say, I could never go vegan, I couldn't give up the meat, or, I wouldn't know what to eat, or... Hey, I figured it out, and if I can figure it out, anyone can.
But I think it's one of those things, I gave up eating a lot of bread a little while ago because of various sort of issues, and I just find that I now almost don't miss it at all. Once you make a conversion, it's like the sugar thing, isn't it? Once you stop those really ingrained habits, very hard initially, but you find that you don't necessarily want to go back. Although, I did wonder whether you're tempted by the bacon, by the sizzling lamb chop with the fat on the end, no?
No, absolutely not. there's such good... replica versions, for want of a better term. 4 months into doing this, this John McDougall said, if you stick strictly to the plan for 4 months, your arteries will basically clear out. So I did that, and a few days later I was in a local shop and saw it said soy cheese. And I read the back of the ingredients and it said soy milk products, so on, so on. I read that as soy milk products, but actually they forgot to put the comma. So I went home and had two little pieces on a bread roll with some tomato, and within an hour I was sick as a dog, to the point where I was really crooked for about 5 days and lost about 5 kilos temporarily because of it. If I go out and there's a lot of oil, because I don't use oil at all in a food, I'm straight to the toilet. So my body, even if I wanted to, it would be a stupid thing to do.
Claire says, great work, Darren. You are an inspiration. Max says, vegan food's attractive, very high maintenance.
No, not really.
No, it's just a change in behaviour.
So setting up the garden, it was a lot of hard work to build it, but once you got it there and plant it, I love just getting home from work and going out and getting with the shears and going, what am I going to make tonight? I've got no idea, but that looks good. That's we're ready to pick, and then I go in and start.
And I love that. I think that's the best thing to do. You work from what's in the garden. That's the starting point. What's available here and now, and where can I go with that, rather than saying I'm going to eat this thing and I'll go and buy the ingredients or go and buy the whole thing. Darren, I could talk to you for another hour about this. It is absolutely delicious. You have brought me in the most beautiful, beautiful treat, and I have loved eating it, really loved eating it. But I've also loved hearing your story, and it's fascinating to find the passion that's in you, but also just how good you look. You actually just look great.
it if people think they can't do it, just give it a try. I mean, I had no idea I could. The most difficult thing for me is when people on social media say, oh, what's the recipe? And I go, I don't follow recipes. I just made it up. So now I've just started that. I've actually got a website called planthealthman.com, and there's even a caricature drawing that looks something like me. If you go on there, I've started posting the foods that I cook and even trying to sort of write down as I go along what I did. So,
well, you've got fans. Another text saying, great to hear Darren. His picks of produce and meals are just fantastic. They are too. Darren, thank you very much indeed. It's just been such a pleasure to have this conversation. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me in.